And at this time in our pregame show, visiting with Broken Bow head football coach Carly Wells. Coach, first off, congratulations on the win last week. You've now won four in a row. That has to be a good feeling.
Yep. I thought our kids played really well. We were physical from the start and played good defense. And I'm just happy the way they played. Their effort's been really good the last couple of weeks.
Carly, I know that consistency is a real important thing. Being able to be consistent from one week to the next, watching from afar, it looks like you've gotten that the last 4 weeks. Do you feel that way from a coach perspective?
I think our kids have played well. We've been consistent, taking care of the ball, running the ball well. Our line blocking's been really good, so they're kind of settling in to what we're trying to do, and it's kind of showed in practice, and that's been a big part of it, the way our practices have been going, and it showed on Friday night.
Carly, with your style and the way you like, you know, to run the ball, I know that physicality is a big part of it, and it always helps, I'm sure, when you've got a group of players that like to play physical, and it looks like you kind of have one of those groups this year.
Yeah, we do. Our kids, I don't know if we were quite there at the beginning of the year, but they've really bought into the being physical, more physical than their opponent, and they've done a really good job with it. And they just really are working hard and trying to perfect their technique. And when they have a good technique and they're physical, you're going to win more of your battles.
I can't believe that we are this deep into the season, but only two regular season games left. What's been the biggest improvement, you think, Carly, for your team from week one?
I think there's been several improvements from week one. I think that our offensive line has truly gotten better. They're starting to gel and they're starting to talk. I think our running backs have gotten better. We had two new kids back there, Bryce Chaplin and Nathan Reynolds, that have never played running back, neither one of them. Bryce was a lineman last year, and they really showed a ton of improvement throughout the season. On both sides of the ball, because Bryce was a defensive lineman, now he's a linebacker, and Nathan, he just keeps getting better. And Nathan, he's had to switch spots a few times from safety to corner, and so he continues to get better. So, and you know, there's other kids. Our quarterback, Coble, he's done a great job. Last year he was injured the entire year and never really got much reps. So I think every game that he plays is a learning experience for him, for what teams are going to do, and because he's never seen this, what teams try to do, the different defenses we see here, or the different crosses or stunts that the defense do, and every week he sees something new, and then he watches film, and it's something he can improve on, and he continues to get better.
So, Carly, what has the focus been in practice for this week?
Just continue with our being physical, you know, up front and running the ball, and just continue to get better at those things, and really focus on our technique. We found some things in the last game that we can get better at, which is always something. We talk to our kids that each week is a learning experience, and when we watch film, it's to make us better, and I think they've really embraced that we're not picking on them, but we're just trying to make them the best they can, and they really embrace that, and they really try to improve on the things that we find, and they're not hard things, but it's things they can correct. And if they do that, they'll just continue to keep growing, and that's probably been our focus, just continue to get better at your craft.
Carly, for this week, you go out of district. It's a non-district game, but you have a very quality opponent. Ord has certainly had some great seasons the last couple of years, very good again this year, six wins on the season coming in, ranked number two in the state in Class C2. I know it's a non-district game, but with the quality of opponent, do you kind of look at it as a barometer game to get a good feel for where you're at?
I walked in the room and we had our scouting report, and and we just told them it's another game that we're going to have to prepare well for as an opponent. They'll be one of the better teams that we've seen, and we just got to continue with our process and win the battles up front. Each man has a battle, and if we win more battles than the other guy, then that'll give us a chance to win the game. I don't know if we want to put a bunch of stock into one game.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't find that's the way we get better. We just try to continue with an opponent, and the kids know. They know that Ord's rated number two and that, so we don't have to amp them up for that because they already know that stuff. So but I just try to keep the consistency in what we do and continue our process of trying to get better.
Well, Carly, we always appreciate you taking some time out to visit with us each and every week, and we wish you and the kids the best of luck on Friday.
You bet. I appreciate it.
That's Coach Carly Wells joining us on our pregame show.